Hello and Merry Christmas. Welcome to this Christmas Day reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. And from all of us at Streatham Vale, I do wish you a very Merry Christmas. And I pray that this time is a time of joy and peace and real family love being shared together. So Christmas is finally here. And we now get to light all five of our Advent candles. We've been lighting them to remember that God came to bring us hope, love, joy, peace. And we light the middle candle as well today to remind us that Jesus came as light of the world to shine into our darkness. So let's light our candles. The candles are lit and we celebrate as today is the day that we remember Christ being born into this world, coming as light into the darkness. So let's just pray. Almighty God, we thank you that you sent your light into this world. Light of the world stepped down into the darkness, opened our eyes and let us see. God, we thank you that because you came as the light of this world, we can know hope, true, perfect, certain hope. We can know love, the love that comes from you and is to be shared with all people. We can know joy, joy of being filled with your presence. And we can know peace, peace as we go through this life here on earth, and peace everlasting. So Lord, we worship you, and we want to say to you, come, Lord Jesus, come into our hearts and make your home with us today. Amen. So are you ready for this Christmas day? It's finally here. The big day, the day we have been thinking about for at least the whole of Advent, but many people start thinking about Christmas and all the plans in October, if not even earlier. It's Christmas. Christmas has arrived. There has been so much that has been built up to prepare for this day. Are you ready? Are you ready for Christmas? What does it mean to be ready for Christmas? Our Christmas jumpers, are they on? The food bought and prepared for the Christmas dinner? The presents wrapped and sitting under the tree? Or perhaps they have already been opened? But is this really what it means to be ready for Christmas? Because Christmas is not about the food, the presents, Father Christmas and parties. Christmas is about Christ's coming into the mess of this world. And so to be ready for Christmas is not about ensuring that we all have fun on one particular day of the year. It is about preparing our hearts to receive Jesus. I'm going to read from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, The time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. How are you preparing your heart for Jesus? Are you making room for him in your life? When Jesus was born, he was laid down to sleep in a manger for his bed, because there was no room for him in the house. Is there room for Jesus in your house? Will he be present at your Christmas dinner? Will he be with you as you play games with your friends and family? Will he be there as one by one people fall asleep in front of the TV? Is there room for Christ in your Christmas Day celebrations? And when you wake up tomorrow and the excitement of Christmas Day is over and you look towards the coming new year, will there still be room for Christ in your life? Will he walk next to you as you go out perhaps for a walk on Boxing Day? Will he join you as you perhaps descend into the chaos of after Christmas sales? Will he be with you as you raise a glass with him as you welcome in the new year? Will his presence influence the new year's resolutions you might make? What does it look like for you to make room for Jesus in your life? Christmas Day is for many a brilliant day of excitement and joy. But Christmas doesn't finish on the 25th of December. Instead, the truth of Christmas and the gift of Christ coming to us stays with us all year long. We are told in Luke 2:19 that when the shepherds had gone away praising God, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Christmas is to be treasured and pondered in our hearts all year round, because Jesus offers to live with us in our hearts if we choose to accept him. This Christmas, Jesus is holding out his hand to you and asking you to let him in. Are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready to let Jesus into your heart, into your life? How are you making room for Jesus? And I'm just going to end with this lovely poem by Deborah Ann Belker, who wrote this in 2016. And it's called Making Room for Jesus. Every year for Christmas, we prepare for our guests, making sure they only see our homes at their best. We scrub and we scour, room by room we go, making sure every space has a sparkling glow. We remove the clutter, tidy up all the mess. We dust everything in hopes to pass the white glove test. But what about our hearts? For Jesus, are they prepared? Or in the holiday madness, have they become ensnared? So, this year, let's first check to see if we have room for Jesus in our hearts for Jesus. And if not, let's take a broom. Let's sweep away the junk, clear out a perfect space, so Jesus can fill it up with his love and grace. Then let's open up our homes and invite our guests in, and maybe they will see in us, they too will want within. Let's pray. Make room. Christ, let you be born in our hearts, in the quiet and inmost spaces. Make room. Christ, be born in the towns and cities, in the streets and ghettos, in the famines, plagues and the wars of this world. Make room. Christ, be born in ill health and good, in the joyful and the sorrowful. Make room. Christ, be born not far away in distant ages, but in every heart and place where love and faith are found. Make room. Christ, be born and find in us your Bethlehem. Amen. I wish you once again a very, very Merry Christmas.